With the full support from his coaches and teammates, quarterback Brandon Whedon is looking to bounce back from last week's loss to the Lions.
I think consistency. You know, there was obviously some good to build off of, and there's also obviously, you know, some areas I need to improve. So I think just being consistent for four quarters, and you know, if we're able to do that piece four quarters together, we would have liked our success on Monday and on Sunday and going forward.
I know you got to move forward and you got to do it quickly. Is that a tougher one to shake off though?
Yeah, I mean, you never want to lose. I mean, once we get in here, especially today, I mean, it's all behind us. You know, now it's on to Green Bay and we're not looking back. You know, no loss is ever easy to shake off. It's just got to have a short memory and you'll move on the next week because these are some good football teams.
The pick was the conspicuous one the other day, the second half pick. But the three and outs to open the second half, the four straight punts, were maybe a bigger issue. What was going on there? How can that be fixed?
Yeah, we started the game going three and out. We finally got some rhythm. I think you look back at the drives where we were able to, you know, eventually go down and score touchdowns. We had big plays. We had first downs. We got chunk yardage, and we weren't able to do that on the beginning of the second half. And so, just 11 guys not being on the same page, and that's what it takes to be successful at this level.
Now, you don't want a false start to start the second half, but you got one. Is that something that you guys talk about?
I think all penalties. I think, obviously, anytime you set yourself back into good defense like that, we talked about it during the week, they're a good third down football team. So you want to stay in third and manageable. And early on, we didn't do that. And, self-inflicted negatives, and that'll get you beat, nine times out of ten.
Are receivers running good routes, or are they finishing routes, or, and how much is that affecting you when you're back there going through your progressions and scanning the field?
Yeah, I think they're running great routes. I think guys are stepping up and making big-time plays. I mean, the two dig routes that Josh caught in traffic were guys were on his hip, and he made great plays and ran after the catch. Greg's the one that was ruled not a catch. I mean, he would have made a great play on the sideline that gave us a chance to extend that drive. They're running good routes. They're playing hard. Those guys are fighting their tails off. Can't be anything short of pleased with the way they've played.
Hey, Brandon, the coach just talked about returning in the second half and getting back up to speed from the first half where you left it when you went to the locker room. Has that been difficult for you guys in the second half?
I can't put a finger on them. I think there's several ways to go about it. I think it looks difficult because we haven't played well in the second half at times, and I think that's the perception. I felt like the energy was really good in the locker room, at halftime. I just think, we came out and we didn't execute. And this game offensively is all about execution and again, not those self-inflicted negatives and setting ourselves backwards, but Brandon, the energy was there.
Sorry, Brandon, what are you doing this week to work on that, to limit those mistakes and to improve that coming out in the second half?
I think Chud's got a couple things up his sleeves as far as just the way he's going to set up practice, just maybe whether it's take a break, halfway through and just say, hey, listen, we're at halftime now, it's coming out in the second half. Or, he's good at that. He's good at putting us in game situations where we try to simulate as close as possible. But it's all a mindset. It's all a mindset. We got to, come in and make adjustments, whatever adjustments we need to be made, go out and make those and execute them. And, Detroit, and unfortunately for us, did that better than we did. We didn't execute, what the coaches had dialed up for us. And we had a great plan. I said it all week. I thought we had an outstanding plan. Just as players, we didn't get it done.
So, are there times you feel more comfortable playing on the road?
I personally love playing in front of our fans. I love, running the tunnel and hearing people go nuts when we do something good. Going on the road, it's kind of the you against the world feel. It's you against those other, 60-some-odd thousand people. I think most players would agree that playing at home is more satisfying when you go out and you play well and you win.
Have you really had to try this week to block out all the negative stuff that would be coming at you just about that?
Yeah. It's no different than the other week. There's going to be negativity. It's, it's part of playing this position. It's part of this league. I got very good earmuffs on and I went out and bought the best ones I could. And, you can't listen to it. It's, all I care about is what goes on inside this building. And if the guys in this building have my back and I have theirs and we're all on the same page, it really doesn't matter what else is being said. We're a football team here, and I like I love coming to work with these guys every single day.
Hey, Brandon, Chud said that it's apparent to him that you got the support of the guys around here. Do you feel that?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you know, guys have made comment or, you know, it's you know, it takes 11 guys, and it takes 11 guys playing for four quarters. And I think, you know, you look back, I mean, we could all do something different. You know, I mean, obviously mine's glaring because it was at the end of the game, and it was. But, you know, I think, you know, we look back, and we all wish we could do something different. I wish I could have made a throw here or got us into another play here. I mean, it just depends on the deal. But I think everybody in this locker room has each other's back, and it's no different with me.
Can I ask you another second-half question? Do you find teams are defending you differently, you guys differently, because in the three games you've lost, there's one field goal. That's it for the whole second half.
Again, I mean, you know, I think they're sticking with their game plan. I mean, it's hard to say. You can't go in there and just change your game plan. But I think, you know, they're just coming out and they're playing better for the most part. You know, we're not executing. And that's what it all comes down to, is going out and executing over what North calls. And you know, whether that's, you know, just a basic, you know, inside run, or if that's, you know, throwing the ball down the field. We got to execute. All 11 guys got to be on the same page. That's why this game's so fun and so difficult at the same time. It takes 11 guys to make a successful play go.
There's a time point in time where you might ever look back at that play and maybe laugh and say, it's
behind me. It's behind me. I mean, obviously, you know, I didn't lose any sleep over it. You know, I wasn't, but it stung at the time. And it'll probably always sting. If I watch that game again, it'll bring back memories. But, you know, I was you know, it all happened so fast, like I said, on Sunday night. You know, it's just got to move on from it. Got to be positive. Got to be more consistent. It can't happen. Just don't let it happen again. That's why I feel about it.
Having said what you said about the earmuffs, is it frustrating at all that people seem to want to make evaluations after three starts or only 18 starts for your career? You know, he can't get it done or whatever those.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know many other guys that are having to go through that situation, you know. But, you know, that's, again, you play the quarterback position at any level. Those are the questions you get answered. And so winning's a cure-all. If you can win games, that cures everything. And, you know, I need to do my part. I need to be more consistent. I need to help this team win ways, whatever way possible.
Have you heard from other quarterback friends around the league that have said, hey, I feel for you, man, I've done that?
Absolutely. Yeah, several guys have said, hey, man, I've done that, or I've made worse. You know, I mean, if you play this position long enough, you're going to make mistakes, and, you know, it's how you bounce back and, you know, learn from them and those things. I've had, yeah, several buddies, you know, from around the league, and, you know, just put it behind you. Like I said, this position's hard enough. You can't dwell on the past. Just move on and try to let it happen again.
Anybody you can tell us the names of that you heard from?
No, I'll keep it.
Can you know your premium among them?
I'm sorry?
Is Garrow your premium among you guys?
I don't even know who that is.
Do you know Rodgers much? And is it an opposing challenge going up against a guy who, I don't know where you rank him, but
yeah, I don't know. I'm a big fan, though. I mean, he, to me, is one of the top, you know, two or three quarterbacks in this league. I mean, he's fun to watch. I mean, you flip on the film, he's, you know, he's just, when he throws a football, it's kind of different. I mean, he just can spin it. Just an outstanding player. You know, I think he proposes a challenge. He's going to give his offense a chance to score points. I think he's going to give his guys, you know, his offense, and, you know, they're running the ball well, and so that's taking some pressure off of him. He's a good player.
Do you have to make a concerted effort to block things out and move on psychologically? Is it something that just happens, kind of force yourself to do it just naturally?
Oh, I mean, the easy ones are obviously social media, which is, you know, turned into a joke, and then just don't, you know, watch movies with a wife or, you know, whatever. Just don't listen to it. I mean, I've been through ups and downs enough, you know, and, you know, I like to say that I'm, you know, a little bit, I'm mature enough to not listen to what, you know, a 7-year-old kid has to tell me how to play quarterback or whatever it may be. That's just, you know, I'm, you know, like I said, I'm not concerned with it. I'm concerned with helping this team win game. That's my main goal.
Why do you say social media is a joke? Have you or your wife heard some?
No, I mean, no, but that's why I deleted it. That's why it's gone and I don't have it anymore. I mean, she got rid of it too. And, you know, get rid of the temptation, you know. If it's on your phone, there's a temptation by listening to it, and it's useless.
How does it feel to be 30?
Well, Monday I felt 40 because I was a little sore, but no, I feel good. I feel 20. My body feels great, and you know, the 3 in front of the 0 is just a little bit different. I'm not going to get used to that for a while.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.